At the Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop, I'm visiting with Dr. David Beattie. And first of all, David, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm a professor at Michigan State University in the Animal Science Department, and I work in dairy management and nutrition of dairy cattle.
Well, here at this conference, actually at the pre-conference symposium sponsored by Prince Agri Products, you focused on low blood calcium in transition dairy cattle. Why is it vital to maintain proper blood calcium levels through the transition period to support a healthy and successful lactation?
Yeah, well, it's been well demonstrated that low blood calcium in the transition period can affect, for example, muscle function. And the way cows respond after calving to improve uterine health and start eating more feed, and therefore it's very important so that they get off to a good start into their lactation.
In your presentation, you recommended routine monitoring for subclinical hypocalcemia in herds with unacceptable pariparturient health orders. Please define this subclinical hypocalcemia and explain why monitoring is so important.
Yeah, so rather than pariparturient hypocalcemia, let's just call it fresh cow problems. Mm-hmm. And it's well known that blood calcium in a fresh cow, say within the first 24 hours after calving, that's below 8, would define her as at least subclinically hypocalcemic. That would affect her rumen function and her ability to start into her lactation. And so in a herd that's having routine problems, we would probably look to blood samples as a diagnostic tool to identify those particular cows that might be predisposed to issues.
What are some of the benefits of a negative DCAD diet as part of a close-up ration and your recommendations for formulating that kind of diet?
Yeah, so a negative DCAD diet, it's been shown from almost, 40 years of research now that a negative DCAD diet will affect the cow's physiology in such a way that it will help her mobilize calcium from bone into her blood and also increase calcium from her gut, and therefore putting her back in a normal calcium status quickly after calving. And so we can use dietary anions to affect her acid-base physiology, which will help her increase her blood calcium concentrations.
Well, let's look at vitamin D supplementation. What kind of role can that play?
Well, frankly, it's only being studied quite a lot here recently, but it's probably no doubt that increasing vitamin D supplementation as a complementary factor to mobilization of calcium from bone can help a cow become normal with respect to her calcium status.
Finally, let's just look at some of those take-home messages that you wanted folks to walk away from. What would you kind of like most want them to come away from that presentation thinking, this is really something good to take back home with?
So the first thing I always say when we think about hypocalcemia of transition dairy cows is, one is we need to get the potassium concentration as low as we can in the diet, because that'll help reduce the DCAD. And even if it's not a negative diet with anion supplementation, those cows can benefit and improve their calcium status. Secondly, then, if we're still having metabolic problems, hypocalcemia-related problems, we likely would add some anions down to about minus 10 milliequivalents per 100 grams of dietary dry matter. That then would assist that cow in her calcium metabolism to get her back into a normal calcium status quickly after calving.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to visit with me here. That is Dr. David Beattie, and he is with Michigan State University, and we've been visiting here at the Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.